"Hey, it's Chris Johnson. I'll be with you for the next 5 minutes. Maybe." I went out with this girl recently. She was pretty fucking awesome. It lasted a couple months. First time I've been out since the divorce. It was really fucking weird. I don't like the term dating. I don't like terms. I don't like a lot of shit. I'm pretty fucking neurotic. We're going to find that out together as we walk down this fucking road, right? So, date number two. I'm a fan of the Toronto Blue Jays. I live in Buffalo. We're going to go to a Blue Jays game. I thought this was a great idea. Blue Jays versus the Yankees. She likes the Yankees. I check beforehand. "Do you have a passport so we can cross the border?" Yes. Assures me, yes. I do have a passport. We are fine. We're going to the game. Fucking beautiful. I buy the tickets. I print out the tickets. I get a text. Day of the game. "Do not show up early." I've never gotten a text like that before. In basically any situation, especially like a relationship situation. I've always been chronically late. But I thought like, well, maybe, I mean, I got to get there early, right? I can't establish me being a late dick if I'm just starting out with somebody. I get to this place. It's a fucking palace. The house was fucking enormous. It was her fucking mom's house. She's looking for a passport. Can't find the fucking passport. Great. The last thing I want to do is go into that fucking house. Her fucking mom's in there. Her fucking sisters are in there. Her fucking nieces are in there. It's date number two. I don't want to fucking meet these people. I generally don't want to meet anybody under any circumstance. I don't want to meet the family under that circumstance. I can't sit in my car. I look like a fucking dick. So I go in there. Her mom's fucking livid. Not with me, but at the fact that she can't find her fucking passport. Ripping the fucking house apart. I'm asked like, "Hey, you want to go downstairs and help me look?" I guess. And what the fuck else am I going to do? I mean, I don't know how I'm going to be any assistance. I've only been in this place for 5 minutes. I go downstairs. Her fucking nieces are running around. I just sit on the basement floor. What the fuck else am I going to do? Just sit my ass right in the basement floor. Fucking nieces buzzing all around me, talking to me about bullshit like Disney princesses. And, you know, they're like fucking 6 and 4 and 2. And they're talking to me about whatever the fuck they talk about. I don't know. It's bullshit. The mother of the fucking kids comes down the steps. All of a sudden, I hear the mother say, like, "Oh, whose sex toys are these?" At that moment, my ears perked up a little bit. Like, wait a minute. What the fuck is happening? What kind of sex toys are we talking about? How kinky are we going to get right now? The chick I'm going out with is up the steps at this point. I'm alone with the older sister and the three fucking kids, and we're opening up fucking sex toy chests down there. And it was just the chest. It was right out in the middle of the floor. It's not like it was fucking hidden. It's not like it was fucking under anything. It was just right there. Boom. Unlatch this chest. Kst. Whose sex toys are these? I look over. This fucking 6-year-old has this purple vibrator. She's holding it up in the air like she just pulled the fucking sword from the stone, waving that shit around, rubbing it against her fucking head and shit. Like, ooh, boy, it's gonna be a problem. "Hey, mom, do you see this? Did you take a look at this?" Mother finally realizes what the fuck's going on. Right after the little kid says, "Hey, Chris, why don't you rub this against your head?" I'm like, "Nah. I don't think that's a good idea, 6-year-old girl." Mom looks at it and she's like, "Oh my God, give me that. It's not what you think it is." Mom takes it, grabs it, grimaces. "Ugh. It's crusty," she says. "Gross." Sticks it right back in a box, latches that shit up. Like, dude, I'm sitting right fucking here. You met me 5 minutes ago. Later on that day, I met the owner of that chest. I shook her hand and I was thinking about that box of rubber dicks the entire fucking time. And she was with her boyfriend too. I thought, like, did he buy any of those dicks? Are those to scale? I have a Twitter page, @JohnsonHatesYou. At the time of this recording, I have 2 followers, no tweets, and an egg as a photo.